CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you from G4NJH in Nottingham. Good morning, it's Sunday the 22nd of September 2013. Here are the main news headlines. GB2RS manager retires, Ofcom attends the National Hamfest. Australian amateurs may keep 2.3 gigs. After 35 years of unbroken service, Gordon Adams, G0LEQ, is to retire as GB2RS manager, and the RSGB would like to thank him for his service to amateur radio. GB2RS has always been a much valued part of the RSGB news service, and every week nearly 100 volunteer readers give of their time to broadcast to all parts of the UK. Gordon will continue in post until a successor is found. The National Hamfest, organised by the Lincoln Shortwave Club in association with the RSGB, is being held at the usual venue in Newark next weekend, the 27th and 28th. On both days, the doors open at 10 a.m, and this is lining up to be the best show ever. Of particular note, Ofcom staff will be available to provide advice on licensing questions as well as dealing with licence revalidations, including a lecture on Friday afternoon. The Wireless Institute of Australia reports that VK amateurs may win a reprieve for the 2300 to 2302 MHz amateur band, which is under threat from spectrum licensing. In February 2013, the Australian Communications and Media Authority, Australia's equivalent to Ofcom, released a discussion paper proposing to withdraw the 2300 to 2302 MHz amateur allocation, so that 2300 to 2400 MHz could be reallocated for spectrum licensing. The WIA made a submission in response to the discussion paper seeking to have a 150 kHz segment from 2300 to 2300.15 MHz retained for the amateur service on at least a co-primary basis. 93% of the submissions in response to the discussion paper objected to the ACMA's proposal, and of those, 30% indicated support for the WIA. Many submissions of the 124 sent to the ACMA were from individuals. The WIA says it looks forward to working with ACMA to achieve a positive outcome for the 2300 to 2302 MHz band in Australia. The RSGB Centenary Convention looks to be more popular than ever. Rooms on Saturday evening at Horwood House are sold out, as is the gala dinner. Listeners may be interested to know that rooms are still available for Friday evening, and the technical dinner with speaker George Dobbs, G3RJV, on Saturday night. Day tickets will be available on the door from 8:30 each day. Details of the programme are available at www.rsgb.org. A new UK distance record of 76 GHz of 102 kilometres was achieved recently between Chris G8BKE and John G8ACE of Batcombe Hill in Dorset, and Ian G8W8KQW on Eglwysilan Mountain, sorry for the pronunciation, in Gwent. This is also believed to be the first 76 gig contact between Wales and England. Northampton Radio Club is hosting the national final of the British Top Band Direction Finding Association competition on Sunday the 29th of September. In this, the national final, competitors will be required to locate three hidden transmitters operated using CW and AM in the 1.8 megs band and with a maximum carrier level of 9 dBW. The event will start at 12:50 and conclude at 16:30. For more, refer to the BTBDFA website, www.topbanddf.org.uk. A help to constructors, designers and programmers that the closing date of the end of September for registering an entry for the competition is fast approaching. Entries don't have to be complex or innovative, and help will be given if your project is selected for publication. We have a great panel of judges: Eben Upton, Raspberry Pi, Joe Taylor, K1JT, Olaf Lundberg, G0CKV, and Steve Hartley, G0FUW. In part, the competition is all about recognising that a unique aspect of amateur radio is our freedom to innovate and to use home-constructed equipment on the amateur bands. So let's celebrate this with Once in a Century competition. Full details, RSGB website. G100 RSGB, the special event call sign celebrating the RSGB centenary, will be operated today, the 22nd of September, from Chesterfield, running on the 80, 40, 20 and 6 metre bands, as well as 2 metre to 23 SEMs. On Monday, Loughborough and DARC will operate from Shepshed using the 40 metre, 20 metre, 2 metre and 70 SEMs bands, running SSB, FM and data. Tuesday, Wednesday, the Thorpe Camp gang will be near Horncastle, operating on the 10 to 40 metre bands SSB. Thursday, Worksop ARS on the 70 SEMs to 80 metre band, CWSSB and FM. And Friday and Saturday, the Cambridgeshire Repeater Group will be operating from the National Hamfest at the Newark and Nottinghamshire Showground on 4 to 80 metre bands, as well as 2 metres, 70 SEMs and 23 SEMs. Next Sunday, the 29th, Worksop ARS will again be on the air, using 70 SEMs to 80 metre bands, running CWSSB and FM. Details of how to get your QSL card are on the RSGB website, excuse me, under the operating drop-down menu, clicking on Centenary Station. Up-and-coming rallies. Today, the 22nd of September, is the Pencoed Tabletop Sale on Pencoed RFC, Philindra Road, Pencoed, near Bridge End. CF35 5PB, doors open 9:30. Information from Jerry, 01656 80761. Friday and Saturday, the National Ham Fest, brought to you by the RSGB in association with the Lincoln Shortwave Club, takes place at the George Stevenson Pavilion, Newark and Nottinghamshire Showground, Lincoln Road, Winthorpe, Newark, NG24 2NY. Free car park, car boot area with traders and special interest groups in the main hall, including an RSGB bookstall and membership stand. Advanced technology now for the West Tyrone ARC annual conference that will take place on the 5th of October at the Technology Education Centre in Omagh. Speakers this year include Carlos G3VHF from AMSAT UK, Patty I2HX from IRTS, Len GM0ONX from the RSGB, Phil MI0VIM, Graham MI0WGM, Simon GW0NVN. Doors open 10:30, first speakers 11. If you've got any rally information you'd like to appear in future editions of the news or in Radcom, please email gb2rs at rsgb.org.uk. You're listening to GB2RS. Off we go now to news of special events. 2E0NKF will be on the air for railways, on the air from Middleton Railway Leeds on the 22nd of September from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. QSL card is available. Commemorating the 50th anniversary of the inception of RAF Flying Dales, GB50FY will be on the air until the 30th of September. Operating 20, 30, 40, 80, 160 metre bands, it's a CW-only station. 22nd of September, as part of Railways on the Air, Mark G1PIE and his team will be running GB4WLR from the West Lancashire Railway near Preston. The station will also be marking 45 years since the end of steam in 68. More information, qrz.com. 29th of September, Chorley and District ARS will be running GB0AH from Astley Hall, Chorley, as part of the Castles and Stately Homes on the Air Heritage Month. QSL via the Bureau or Director, Graham G7DKY. More information, qrz.com. DX News Now, Nick G3RWF will once again be active as 5X1NH from the University of the Mountains of the Moon in Fort Portal, Western Uganda, and sometimes from the capital Kampala, between the 24th of September and the 16th of November. He's expected to join or meet up with Alan, G3XAQ, / 5X1XA, later, and both operators will travel to Rwanda to be active as 9X0NH between the 19th and the 29th of November. QSL 5X1NH and 9X0NH via G3RWF, QSL 5X1XA via G3SWH. Darren, G0TSM, will be on holiday in Mauritius until the 28th of September. He hopes to get on the air for 2 or 3 hours a day with a call sign 3B8 stroke call sign. He's going to be running 100 watts, simple wire antennas on the 10 to 40 meter bands, using a two element quad on 6 meters. DL2JRM and DO66XX will be on the air from Spitsbergen in the Svalbard archipelago until the 23rd of September. They're going to be using JW stroke call signs. Members of the Royal Omani Amateur Radio Society will activate Masira Island until the 24th of September, call sign A43MI, and this will count as AS014 for Islands on the Air Award. OK1MBZ and OK1AMM plan to be active from Corfu, EU052, until the 29th of September, as Sugar Victor 8 stroke call sign portable, QSL home call signs, direct or bureau. DB4BJ will operate from Corfu until the 29th of September, as Sugar Victor 8 stroke call sign, and on 10 and 20 metres using SSB and PSK, QSL home call sign direct or via the bureau. OH3WS will be working on Market Reef until the 29th of September. He'll operate as OJ0W in his free time on the 10 to 40 meter bands using CW, QSL OH3WS direct or bureau. Contest news, 22nd of September, that's today. Practical wireless 4 meter contest runs for 4 hours, 1200 to 1600 UTC, all modes, exchanges, signal report, serial number and locator. Later today, the 22nd, from 1700 to 2100 UTC, the Bartag Sprint 75 contest takes place. Everything on 75 board RTTY, 3.5 to 28 megs bands, the exchange is just the serial number. Scandinavian Activity Contest ends at 11:59 today, 22nd of September. Non-Scandinavians work Scandinavians on 3.5 to 28 megs bands. Full rules, www.sactest.net/blog/rules. On Tuesday the 50 MHz UK Activity Contest takes place from 1900 to 2130 UTC. All modes, exchanges, signal report, serial number and locator. Also Tuesday, the SHF UK Activity Contest takes place, 1900 UTC to 2130 UTC, using all modes on the 2.3 to 10 gigs bands, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. Thursday, the 80 metre club sprint runs 1900 to 2000 UTC, CW only, the exchange is both calls, serial number and name. CQ Worldwide RTTY DX contest takes place for the whole 48 hours over the weekend of the 28th and 29th of September. 3.5 to 28 megs bands, the exchange of signal report and zone, which for the UK is 14. The UK Microwave Group is holding another of its cumulative contests on Sunday the 29th. The bands in use will be 5.7 to 24 gigs, running 0600 to 1800 UTC, exchanges signal report, serial number and locator. The solar factual data. I'm going to have to cut this week because I'm running very late and I have problems with the computer. So I'm afraid it's going to be simply the forecast for the week ahead. Prospects look a shade brighter. While solar activity is expected to be mostly low or very low, occasional C-class flares look possible. Solar flux levels are expected to stay above the 100 mark and may well exceed 120. Geomagnetic activity is likely to be up a bit on the 23rd and 24th due to a recurring coronal hole, but quieter levels should then return. MUFs during daylight hours at equal latitudes are expected to be about 23 megs in the south, 20 megs in the north. Dark and sour lows are expected to be about 11 megs. As we pass through the equinox, north-south propagation should be in good shape. Paths to South America should be particularly strong. Maximum usable frequency with a 50% chance of success will be about 26 megs, but 90% success rate is more likely to be 21 megahertz. The path should be at its best between 1000 and 1900 UTC, and that's it truncated, I'm afraid, from the propagation team for this week. You're listening to GB2RS. Here we go now with the news for the UK Midlands. Tamworth Amateur Radio Society is running a foundation course and intermediate course starting in November and September respectively. For additional information, please contact the club training manager, Steve Smith, steve@spectrumservices.uk.net. Sunday the 22nd of September, Northampton Radio Club will be attending the Autumn Rally of the Southern Federation of the Model Engineering Societies, which will be held at the Northampton Society of Model Engineers, Lower Delapre Park, NN48AJ. Please see www.snsme.co.uk. Sunday the 22nd and 29th of September, Withall Radio Club has an 8 p.m. club net on 145.225 megs. The advanced licence course continues on Monday at 8 p.m. Then the club is visiting the National Hamfest on Friday the 27th, leaving at 7:30 a.m. Later that day, there's a Shack Social at 7:30 p.m. On Saturday, the club is taking part in the CQ Worldwide Ritty Contest. Details from ChrisG0EYO 07710412819. Monday the 23rd of September, Coventry Amateur Radio Society has a club net 145.375 megs. On Friday, there's a radio workshop evening. Contact John G8SEQ 07958777363. Monday, Gloucester Amateur Radio and Electronics Society is having an evening in the workshop with construction and operating taking place. More from Anne to E1GKY 01242699595. That's in a daytime only, please. Monday, Sutton Coalfield Amateur Radio Society is having an evening of operating on HF and 2 metres. All visitors welcome. There's a lift and disabled toilets. More information from Robert Bird, spirit.guide @hotmail.co.uk. Tuesday the 24th, Derby and District Amateur Radio Society is on the air. Contact Richard Buckby, radio@dadars.org.uk. Also Tuesday, Dudley and District Amateur Radio Society is on the air and having a natter night with the advanced course continuing on Wednesday. Information from Carl Roberts, M0ZCR, m0zcr@live.co.uk. Tuesday, Loughborough and District Amateur Radio Club is holding a practical evening. More from Chris, G1ETZ, 01509-504-319. Tuesday, South Birmingham Radio Society is holding a coffee morning, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m, all are welcome. Thursday, the training classes with Dave Murphy, G8OWL. Friday, work in the shack. There's a visit planned to the National Hamfest over the weekend. Check with Mick Cleary, G7RRP, 07595696359. Wednesday the 25th, Midland Amateur Radio Society holds its AGM and notification of minutes and awards. On Saturday, the club is visiting the National Hamfest. Details, Norman, G8BHE 07808 07803. Wednesday, Telford and District Amateur Radio Society prepares to operate G100 RSGB. Contact Mike, G3JKX 01952299677. Thursday the 26th, Central Radio Amateur Circle Group is meeting in the Turf Tavern at 7:30 p.m. And on Friday the 27th, there's a trip to the National Hemfest. More from Martin Hallard, G1TYV 07906905071. Thursday, Shropshire Amateur Radio Society is holding a construction contest. Details, www.salop-ars.org.uk. Friday the 27th, Hucknall Rolls-Royce Amateur Radio Club is holding a club evening, followed by a members' forum. Details from Dave Wilde, G1YAI, treasurer at hrrarc.com. And Saturday the 28th, Rugby ATS is installing antennas and setting up a new clubhouse. Details from Steve, G8LYB, 01788-57890. That's it for another week. All the recordings have gone wrong. This is the second time through, and I do hope it's working.